今天一同来思想两节的经文，是在诗篇的第29篇的第一节跟第二节。
So while the offering is being collected, we would like to invite you guys to open up your Bibles to Psalm chapter 29, verse 1 to 2. We will be looking at these passages today.
诗篇29篇的第一节跟第二节这么说。
So Psalm chapter 29, verse 1 to 2 says,
神的众子啊，
Ascribe to the Lord.
你们要将荣耀能力归给耶和华，归给耶和华。
You heavenly beings, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
要将耶和华的名所当得的荣耀归给他，以圣洁的装饰敬拜耶和华。
Ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of His holiness.
好，我们神的经文我们先读到这里。
So we're just gonna stop here.
好，那神给灵粮堂的意向跟使命是要建造神荣耀的教会。
So the vision and the mission that God gave Ottawa River Life is to build His glory.
教会是谁呢？
So what is the church? Who is the church?
跟主耶稣说，教会就是你跟我。
So turn to the person next to you and say, the church is you and I.
当我们每个人的生命，我们能够彰显神的荣耀的时候。
So once through everybody's lives, we can show God's glory.
教会自然而然会有神的荣耀彰显。
The church will inherently show God's glory.
然后我们在建造神荣耀教会这个旅程当中。
So on this path of building God's glorious church,
神也赐给生命河，我们有四个策略。
God has blessed or told Ottawa River of Life 4 different pillars.
然后在21世纪的今天，神要透过敬拜赞美、圣灵更新、小组交合、全地转化，一同来建造神荣耀的教会。
So today in the 21st century, God has called us to worship Him through cell church, through the renewal of the Holy Spirit, through praise and worship, and through local transformation.
那这不单单是教会的层面，我们一起在努力做。
This is not just the church itself coming together to work on this.
也是在每个人的生活当中，我们需要把它运用出来。
But this is something that we have to use and live out in our day-to-day lives.
换句话说，这个四个的策略能够帮助我们在生活当中来经历神。
In other words, these four pillars can help every single one of us experience God.
让我们的生命可以得到改变。
So that we can change our lives.
神的荣耀可以出得来。
And then God's glory can shine through.
那今天早上我们特别来思想其中的一个方面。
So this morning we're going to consider one pillar in specific.
那就是敬拜。
Which is worship.
神要我们要成为一个尽情的敬拜者。
God has called us to become extravagant worshippers.
那什么是尽情的敬拜者？
So what is, who is an extravagant worshipper?
从三个方面一同来学习。
So we're going to look at three different aspects.
第一个方面，你要成为一个尽情的敬拜者。
The first aspect, you have to become an extravagant worshipper.
我们需要学习全心的领受神的爱。
In order to do so, we have to first learn how to wholeheartedly accept God's love.
跟主耶稣说，你要全心领受神的爱。
So turn to the person next to you and say, you have to wholeheartedly accept God's love.
其实什么是真实的敬拜？
So what is true worship?
你要怎么经历有什么样的一个真实？
And how do you really experience this trueness, this realness?
对我来说，真实的敬拜其实是进入一个爱的关系里面。
To Pastor Kevin, a real relationship is entering into real love, true love.
所以很多人来到灵粮堂，说灵粮堂有一个特别的地方。
So a lot of people will say that River of Life has a special.
就是在我们的敬拜赞美。
Which is in our praise and worship.
那什么是敬拜呢？
So what is worship?
是好听的诗歌吗？
Is it good sounding songs?
当然好听的诗歌很重要。
Of course, that's a little important.
这歌不好听的话，可能我们连唱都唱不下去，你跟我们说要敬拜。
If the song sounds bad, it's kind of hard to sing along, right?
Yes, 好的诗歌是敬拜的一部分。
Yes, good worship songs is a part of worship.
它会在我们心里头会引起共鸣。
And sometimes they'll stir our hearts.
当我们有一个美妙的这赞美的声音出来的时候，
When we have this beautiful song coming out of us,
我们感受到我们的心已经敞开。
We feel like our hearts are opening up.
我们可以感受到神的爱在这当中来涌流。
And we can feel God's love flowing around.
好听的诗歌是敬拜的一部分。
But good sounding worship songs is only part of it.
但我说不是全部。
It's not all of it.
那什么是敬拜呢？
So what is worship?
是动人的讲道吗？
Is it a good preach?
那在听到的当中，大家被圣灵感动。
So sometimes you're sitting listening to a sermon and you feel touched.
哇，你觉得神好像在对我们说话。
And you feel, oh, God is speaking to me.
Yeah, 好的讲道是这个敬拜的一部分。
Yes, a good sermon is also a part of worship.
但还不是全部。
But again, it's not all of it.
那什么是真实的敬拜？
So what is true worship?
从敬拜的这个字义上面来看。
Let's look at the word worship.
敬拜的这个字义它所表达的是。
The word worship means to express
对神的一个极度的尊敬、尊崇跟委身。
To express adoration, to express praise, to express commitment to God.
所以当我们把敬拜与神相连的时候
，So when we connect worship with God,
那是我们要主动要向神来表达我们对神那极大的尊敬、尊崇跟委身。
That's us coming before God willingly to commit our adoration, our commitment, and our praise to Him.
这个就像诗篇第二十九篇的第一节说
，This is like just in Psalms chapter 29.
神的众子啊
，It says, "Ascribe to the Lord, you heavenly beings."
谁是神的众子
？So who's you, heavenly beings?
就是你跟我。
It's you and I.
神的众子啊
，Ascribe to the Lord, you heavenly beings.
诗篇这边说，就我们要一起来。
It says that we have to come together.
来做什么
？To do what?
要把神的荣耀、能力和那个颂赞都要来归给他。
It says, "Ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name and worship in the splendor of His holiness."
而且是要归给耶和华。
And it goes due to Him.
神配得我们从心灵里头那一切的尊崇，一切的就是这样的一个尊敬，还有这样的我们完全的委身。
God is worthy of all of our praise and our commitment and our.
神呼召我们。
God, and God has called us
将他的荣耀能力都归给他
to give His glory that is due.
这也是我们从生命当中的经历所发出来的
And this is something that we should be giving from our day-to-day experience.
神啊，我要将能力颂赞都归给你
We want to give all of our strength and all of our efforts.
我相信我们的心声能够讨得神的喜悦
In order for us, our hearts to truly find God's favor.
所以当我们尽力来到神的面前表达我们的尊敬、尊崇和委身
So when we come before God to express our adoration, our praise, and our commitment,
这带来什么样的一个结果呢
？What happens?
就是我们的心安正在神的面前。
Our hearts are pure in front of Him.
一旦我们发现一切都是恩典的时候
，And once we discover that everything is by grace,
我们的心会开始谦卑下来。
Our hearts will humble ourselves.
我们要开始全心的来领受神的爱。
And we want to wholeheartedly accept God's love.
因为离了神的爱，我们不能够做什么。
Because apart from God's love, we are capable of doing nothing.
我们需要接受到神的爱。
So we have to accept God's love.
以致从我们生命当中有诗歌可以涌流出来。
So that through our lives, we can let this song, let this praise flow.
这就像个无线电台一样。
This is kind of like a radio.
如果我们不把我们的这个电台对准那个正确的频道的时候
，So once we tune ourselves to the right frequency.
我们怎么能够接受到对的信息呢
？How can we accept the right channel?
所以有些时候你在敬拜的时候
，So sometimes during worship，
我们是不是发现呀，这个敬拜我在敬拜当中，我现在非常的感动哎
？Sometimes you feel like, oh, in this worship, in this moment, I feel very touched.
有些时候你就坐在那里
，Is it sometimes you just sit there?
你就百无聊赖
，You feel kind of bored.
然后就看表
，You look at your watch.
然后看你的手机
，Look at your phone.
牧师怎么还没讲完呢？
Oh, why isn't the pastor done yet?
怎么今天这个崇拜这么长
？Why is worship? Why is the congregation, the fellowship?
一点感动都没有。
I don't feel anything.
我告诉大家。
But let me tell you.
不是神没有跟我们说话。
It's not God who didn't talk to us.
是我们没有调整我们的对的那个角度。
It's us who did not tune into the right frequency.
我们没办法接受到神给我们的爱的信息。
In that moment, we are unable to accept the message of God.
所以你坐在那边怎么样都不是。
So when you sit there, no matter how you act, you can't.
你就很希望的话，哎呀，站起来就往外走。
And you really hope to stand up and just walk right out.
求神帮助我们。
But may God bless us and help us.
在敬拜当中。
That in worship.
那么心对准神。
That our hearts is right in front of God.
对准了对的这样的频道，我们接受到爱的信息的时候
，is on the right path to accept God's love and message.
我们心里头有感动
，so that we can be touched.
我们心里头有诗歌
，that our hearts can be moved and that we can have a song.
我们心里头要来见证
，that we can testify.
将荣耀颂赞都归给那座宝座的羔羊
，that all the glory and the honor be to God.
我在说感动不能够制造。
One more time, that this move, being moved that you feel.
我们感动不能够自己制造出来
，cannot be made by ourselves。
感动是从你遇到神之后 你从神那边接受的爱所产生的一个回应。
Being touched from God only comes from accepting His love wholeheartedly.
这其实就像两个谈恋爱的人。
This is kind of like a relationship in dating.
我们的幼稚可能还没开始谈恋爱。
Maybe our youth haven't started dating yet.
但是可能我们在座很多比较大一点都谈过恋爱。
But may the rest of us, we assume that you've dated before.
什么叫做谈恋爱呢？
So what is dating?
谈恋爱就是爱跟被爱的这样的一个 setting.
It's a relationship between being loved and loving.
那甜蜜的话，在谈恋爱的人当中是可以看到的，对不对？是可以感受得到的，是好像可以，就是 sense 啊，就是 you can feel it.
So you can definitely feel when somebody or two people are in love.
两个相爱的人。
So when two people are in love,
若是一个想爱,
if one person wants to love,
另外一个不接受,
but the other one doesn't accept,
那这不叫相爱的。
This isn't real love.
这只叫单相思。
This is called one-sided love.
哎, 大家都经历过, understand?
Everybody has experienced this before.
我们来到神的面前。
So when we become before God,
当说神爱我们
we can't just say that, oh, God loves us.
神的爱要向我们倾倒。
God's love will overpower us.
神的爱一直预备在那里。
God's love has already prepared a way for us.
如果我们没有预备好去接受的话
But if we are not ready to accept this love,
那神只是单相思而已。
Then this is a one-sided love God has for us.
我们需要明白一点。
So we have to understand this point.
神愿意爱我们。
That God is willing to love you.
他的爱已经在那边预备，要倾倒在我们的身上。
And His love is ready, has been prepared for you.
最重要是我们的心要敞开。
So what's most important is that our hearts must be opened, and our hearts must be prepared.
我们心要接受。
And our hearts have to accept.
让神的爱的源头连接在我们的生命当中。
To allow God's love to come to us.
敬拜不单单只是好像一套的仪式。
Worship is not just some ancient tradition or ceremony.
也不单单只是好像一个动人的音乐。
It's not just about maybe sometimes being moved through
music. 敬拜当中我们要呈现的。
In worship, we have to be real.
那要是对神那不离不弃的爱的一个回应。
We have to reciprocate to God's never failing love.
所以当我说敬拜是什么呢？
So when he asks, what is worship?
敬拜是我们的心，我们的思想。我们的意志，我们要对准神的心、神的思想和神的意志，跟着神的心、神的思想、神的意志来律动。
Worship is about our thoughts, our hearts, and our actions, following after God's heart, God's actions, and God's thoughts.
在敬拜当中
，So in worship,
我们知道神爱我们
，We know that God loves us,
也愿意被神来爱。
And we have to be willing to be loved by God.
我们怎么样能够达到这一点呢？
So how do we get to this point?
你需要深深的知道我们在耶稣基督里头的身份。
You have to truly and deeply know that you are rooted in your identity in Christ.
所以彼得前书二章第九节。
So 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9 says,
我要你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。要叫你们可以宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of the darkness into His wonderful light.
当我们被爱的透彻的时候
，So once we are so thoroughly loved,
你才有能力与那个才有能力去见证那个爱的源头。
At that point, you will find the strength in order to testify this love.
求神帮助我们。
So may God help us.
不断的连接于那爱的源头。
To keep on going, to keep being connected to this love, to be thoroughly drenched in His love.
然后来回应神的爱。
In order to reciprocate this love.
竭力起来向神来表达你的尊敬、尊崇跟委身。
To come together and express our adoration, our praise, and our commitment to God.
让我们可以宣扬那召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
So that we may share this, that we may declare the praises of Him who called you out of the darkness into His wonderful light.
这是第一方面。
This is the first point.
好，我们需要在神的恩典当中的话，我们来全心领受神的爱。
So within God's grace, we need to accept His love.
第二个方面，我们也起来思想。
Secondly, let's come together to think about this.
我们需要专心的起来寻求神的面。
We have to focus on seeking God's presence.
这是成为一个尽情敬拜者所需要。
This is something you have to do in order to become an extravagant worshipper.
在尽情的敬拜当中，其实就是来到神宝座面前的一个经历。
So worshiping extravagantly is a process and an experience of coming before God in worship.
所以诗篇第二十九篇的第二节这边说。
So Psalms chapter 29 verse 2 says.
而且要将耶和华的名所当得的荣耀来归给他。
It says ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name.
当你归给神的时候。
So when you ascribe this glory due to Him.
这边他讲到的其实就是你起来来寻求神的过程。
What this is talking about is the process of you seeking after God.
我们怎么样来寻求神？
So how do we seek after God?
在什么样的状态下面你来寻求神？
Under what circumstances should you seek God?
圣经里头至少有几个方面让我们可以学习的。
The Bible has a couple of examples where we can learn from.
第一个方面我们可以学习你在什么样的情况下面来寻求神呢？
So the first thing we can learn from is when we
should. 就是要在你的困难当中、困境当中起来来赞美神。
We need to do it during our hardships when we're facing challenges.
圣经里头有一个人。
The Bible has a character.
叫挪亚。
Called Noah.
挪亚是一个尽情的敬拜者。
Noah was an extravagant worshipper.
挪亚在那世代当中真的非常的不容易。
Noah lived a really hard life.
有没有人传福音传了120年的？
During this time, is there anybody here who has spread the gospel for 120 years?
都没有吧，我们都还没快120岁，怎么可能传120年呢？
Yeah, nobody here is 120 years old, so it's impossible.
但圣经当中就有这么一个人。
But in the Bible, there is someone
different. 挪亚传的福音传了120年。
Noah spread the gospel for 120 years.
除了他的家人以外，
apart from his family,
没有一个人信主。
Not a single person believed.
他真悲催耶。
Isn't this hard?
传福音传到没有一个人信主。
He spread the gospel for 120 years. Nobody believed. Would you continue?
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
挪亚是个义人。
Because Noah is a righteous man.
Before God, okay. 然后面对这样各样的挑战跟逼迫。
So while facing all of these hardships and challenges,
从人的角度，你很难去想象挪亚当时他的痛苦到底有多深。
From a human's point of view, it's so hard to imagine what kind of struggles Noah went through.
传了120年。
120 years.
没有任何的结果。
No results.
神的时候到了。
When God's time came,
他只能够带着他一家八口。
He could only bring his family, his eight people,
然后进入到方舟的里面。
To enter into the ark.
然后神拯救了他们一家。
And God saved their whole family.
40天的洪水之后。
40 days of rain.
他又顺服神的命令。
He followed God's order once
again. 当他把脚踏在干地上的时候。
As soon as he stepped onto dry land.
挪亚做的第一件事情是什么？
The first thing that Noah did.
哎呀，好不容易可以出方舟了。
Oh, I can finally get out of this ark.
那暗无天的日子终于可以结束了。
Oh, finally these dark days are over.
哎，我放松一下。
Oh, let me relax for a while.
挪亚是这样吗？
Was Noah like that?
没有。
No.
挪亚他做的第一件事情。
The first thing that Noah did.
筑坛献祭。
Was to build an altar.
献上赞美的祭。
To give up a sacrifice.
所以创世纪第八章二十到二十二节。
So Genesis chapter 22.
他说挪亚在那里为耶和华筑了一座坛，拿各样洁净的牲畜、飞鸟献在坛上为祭。
Yeah. Genesis 8, sorry, verse 20 to 22 says, Then Noah built an ark to the Lord, and taking some of all the clean animals and clean birds, he sacrificed burnt offerings on it.
然后耶和华闻了那馨香之气，就心里说：“我不再因人的缘故咒诅这地，人从小时候心里怀着恶念。”
The Lord smelt the pleasing aroma and said in his heart, Never again will I curse the grounds because of humans, even though every inclination of the human heart is evil from childhood.
然后也不再按着我才行的灭绝各样的活物，地还存留的时候，架设寒暑冬夏昼夜就永不停息。
And never again will I destroy, as long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease.
挪亚他活在一个非常艰难的环境当中。
So Noah lived in a very hard situation.
比我们在北美生活的人难得多了。
Far beyond anything you and I who live in North America.
甚至在洪水之后，虽然蒙得拯救。
Even after 40 days in the flood, being saved.
他还是仍然在巨大的艰难里面。
He was still in an extremely big hardship.
因为百废待兴啊，刚刚被洪水审判之后。
Because the entire earth was wiped clean from the flood.
所以挪亚在百废待兴的时候，他做的第一件事情，却是他筑坛赞美，能够来敬拜神。
But yet, in a hopeless situation, the first thing that Noah sought to do was to build an altar and worship God.
因着挪亚，他愿意顺从神。
Because Noah is willing to follow God.
献上尽心且超乎寻常的这样一个敬拜。
To offer up an extraordinary worship.
神所赐给人是一个永远的约定。
God has blessed people, humans, with an everlasting promise.
不再用洪水灭绝各样的活物。
To never again flood the earth.
可见，当我们在困境当中，若是我们可以尽情的来敬拜，我们那个敬拜一定可以摸着神的心，可以带下神的怜悯，还要祝福。
So from this we learn that in during our hardships, if we are willing to come before God and extravagantly worship Him, we can move His heart. And receive blessings and mercies from Him.
所以如何来到神的面前来敬拜？
So how do you come before God?
如何寻求神的面？
To worship and how do you seek His face?
我们要学习在困境当中来赞美神。
We have to learn to worship Him in the deepest, darkest.
我们还需要学习将你的最爱能够来献给神。
We also need to learn how to give up our most beloved to Him.
亚伯拉罕是尽情敬拜的另外一例子。
Abraham is another character who worshipped extravagantly.
亚伯兰在信心当中，他领受了神给他的产业。
Through faith, Abraham received inheritance.
这个产业领受也不容易。
This inheritance didn't come easy.
等了100年才等到。
He waited for 100 years.
所以在100岁的时候，他得了以撒。
So at 100 years old, Abraham received Isaac.
当你没有的时候，你献上赞美，这已经不容易了，对不对？
When you have nothing, sometimes it's already hard to give praise.
但是当你得着之后，你要再献上你的最爱，我相信这更不容易。
But what I believe is harder is that when you have something and you're told to give it up, that's even harder.
当你想到神要我们献上最爱的时候
，So when you think about that, the fact that God wants us to give our most beloved,
这是一个极大的挑战。
This is a huge challenge.
但是亚伯拉他还是筑坛起来来献祭。
But Abraham built that altar to give up his sacrifice.
当他照着神的吩咐
So when he followed God's orders,
他把以撒放在这个坛上
and placed Isaac on the altar.
然后他拿起刀来开始要献燔祭，燔祭是要大卸八块。
And he raised his knife to prepare the burnt offering.
然后创世纪22:11-12这么说。
Genesis chapter 22:11-12.
所以耶和华的使者从天上呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。”
But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham."
他说：“我在这。”
Here I am, he said.
你看到这区别吗？
Can you see the difference?
我在这。
I am here.
我在这。
I am here.
就像 Joseph 要在这里，我在这。
If Joseph was here and Pastor Kevin would have to be like, I'm here.
亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。
Abraham, Abraham.
你不可在这童子身上下手。
Do not lay a hand on the boy.
一点不可害他。
Do not do anything to
him. 现在我知道你是敬畏神的。
Now that I know that you fear God.
你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，留下不给我。
Because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son.
亚伯兰尽情地向神敬拜。
Abraham was worshiping extravagantly to God.
触动了神的心。
He moved God.
神也将他的最爱。给了亚伯拉罕。
And in return, God gave His most beloved to Abraham.
神说在他的圣山是有所预备的。
Because God had prepared for him.
神的预备是什么？
And on that mountain, what did God prepare?
就当你人将最爱的献给神。
So when humans, we give up our best to God.
然后神就将他的最爱赐给我们。
God will bless us with His most beloved.
神的最爱是什么？
And who is God's most beloved?
就是他的独生爱子耶稣基督。
His one and only Son, Jesus Christ.
换句话说，当你在尽情敬拜的时候
，In other words, when you worship extravagantly,
我们一定是可以在敬拜当中，你遇到神，遇到这位爱我们的主。
We will be able to meet with God face to face, the God that we love.
我们可以看到神的荣耀。
And we will be able to see His glory.
可以将神的荣耀来归给他。
And we will give our glory to God.
献上自己的最爱。
To give up our most beloved,
在困境当中持续的赞美神。
In our most hard moment, to give it up.
还有另外一个例子。
Another example.
是一个尽情敬拜的例子。
Another great example of an extravagant worshiper.
那个就是在敬拜当中，我们要学习，你要尽力的去付上代价。
One that we can learn to give our most during our worship.
想想大卫。
Think about King David.
当以色列人当中有瘟疫流行的时候，
When the plague was spreading around the Israelites,
大卫他求告神，
God, David pleaded with God.
按着神的吩咐，他要献祭。
With God, he wanted to show a miracle.
神要让他来献祭。
God wanted David to sacrifice.
然后他向俄厄南来买一块献祭的地。
So David wanted to buy a piece of land from Arunah.
那俄厄南的话，他是大卫的子民。
Arunah now was a servant of David.
他也是个爱神的人。
And he loved God.
他拥有那块地。
And he had that land.
地上有许多的祝福。
And that land had many blessings.
俄厄南就对他说
，Arunah said,
哎呀，大卫啊。
Hey, David,
你献祭这是好的事。
This is a great thing that you're giving an offering.
也是代表，你是代表我们大家向神献祭。
And you're representing everybody in this offering.
来来来
，So come.
我把这块地给你。
I'm giving you this piece of land.
让你在这地上可以筑一座坛来献祭。
So that you may build the altar on my land.
然后连献祭的这些的祭牲我都可以给你。
And everything that you're about to sacrifice, I'll provide it for you.
如果是你
，If it were you,
你会怎么回应？
How would you reply?
Hallelujah! 感谢主。
Hallelujah! Praise the Lord.
啊，大卫不是这样啊。
King David was not like that.
历代志上21章。
First Chronicles chapter 21 says.
这边他讲到大卫对俄厄南说。
But King David replied to Arunah.
不然。
No.
哇，圣经里头有很多不然。
Bible has a lot of no.
这不然很重要 ，OK。
And this is really important.
每一个不然都是我们要学习的地方。
All of these no's are really important. We can learn.
大卫对俄厄南说
，King David said to Arunah，
就是不然
，No，
我必要用竹价向你买，
I,
我不用你的物献给耶和华，也不用白得之物献为燔祭。
No, I insist on paying the full price. I will not take from the Lord what is yours, or sacrifice a burnt offering that costs me nothing.
于是大卫为那块地平了600舍克勒的银子，金子，对不起，我把它降价了哈。然后他平了600舍克勒的金子，然后给了俄厄南。
So David paid Arunah 600 shekels of gold for the site.
大卫在那里为耶和华筑了一座坛，献燔祭给献燔祭和平安祭，求告耶和华，耶和华就应允他，使火从天降在那个燔祭坛上。
So David built an altar to the Lord there and sacrificed burnt offerings and fellowship offerings. He called on the Lord, and the Lord answered him with fire from heaven on the altar of burnt offering.
敬拜神有些时候是需要我们付上代价的。
Sometimes in worship, God requires us to pay a price.
你每天敬拜神的时间里面也在付代价。
During every moment that you spend,praising God, worshiping Him, you are paying a price.
早上你要早起来读书，读圣经。
You have to wake up earlier in the morning to read the Bible.
你要来亲近神。
You have to wait upon the Lord.
你要从你忙碌的生活当中分别时间出来，能够来服侍神。
In your busy lives, you have to make time to serve God.
今天早上你要少数一会儿来到这里敬拜神。
This morning, you had to wake up early and sleep a little less in order to come here to worship.
当神说我们要做十一奉献的时候
，When God says we have to tithe,
都是付代价的。
These are sacrifices. These are prices that we have to pay.
但当我们尽力起来敬拜神的时候
，But when we make an effort to come and praise God,
付上代价来敬拜赞美神
，When we pay the price to worship God.
我们一定能够触动神的心。
We definitely will be able to move God's heart.
带下神的怜悯，还有他的医治。
To bring down His healing and His mercy.
什么是敬拜
？So what is worship?
如何成为一个尽情的敬拜者
？And how do you become an extravagant worshiper?
我们要全心的领受主的爱。
We have to wholeheartedly accept God's love.
我们要专心的起来寻求神的面。
And we have to focus on seeking His presence.
第三个方面，我们要学习。让敬拜成为我们的生活方式。
And lastly, we also have to learn how to make worship into our daily lifestyle.
跟主耶稣说，让敬拜成为你的生活方式。
So turn to the people next to you and say, learn how to make worship your lifestyle.
诗篇二十九篇第二节。
Psalms chapter 29 verse 2.
下半节。
The latter half says.
所以，当以圣洁的装饰来敬拜神。
Worship the Lord in the splendor of His holiness.
这边讲到装饰也是一个作为。
So splendor and holiness here is a verb.
就是在每天你所做的事情上面学习来敬拜他。
to worship in your day-to-day lives and learn how to.
这个分别为圣是什么意思呢？
So how do you know right from wrong?
就是当你在敬拜的时候，要让神来帮助你从这个世界当中分别出来。
During worship, we ask God sincerely to help Him be.Help you discern from right to wrong. So, what is extravagant worship?
是要把自己从这世界中分别出来，要过属神的生活。
It's about setting ourselves apart from the rest of this world to live out a life.
圣洁的生活其实是敬拜神最好的彰显。
A holy life is the best way to testify.
如果我们的生活当中你有真诚、有诚实、有正直。
So, in your day-to-day lives, if you have truthfulness, righteousness, and humbleness.
我们顺从圣灵的引导
and we follow the Holy Spirit's guidance,
我们才能够做到尽情的敬拜
we can truly worship extravagantly.
而且圣洁的生活其实是来自你敬畏神的心
and a holy life comes from a heart that recognizes God.
Yeah, 所以大卫他深深的知道这个意味着什么
So King David truly knew this.
所以当他与拔示巴的经历之后
And after his experience with Bathsheba,
他知道他离开神的那个结果。
He knew that the consequences of leaving God.
离开神就代表你要跌倒。
Leaving God means you have to take a fall.
所以大卫他在神面前祷告。
So in front of God, David prayed.
诗篇八十六篇的十一节。
Psalms chapter 88 verse 11. 86, sorry.
所以他们讲到耶和华，求你将你的道指教我。
Teach me your way, O Lord.
我要照你的真理行。
That I may rely on your faithfulness.
求你使我专心敬畏你。
Give me an undivided heart that I may fear you.
所以当我们尽情的敬拜。
So when we worship extravagantly.
你要热情的用自己的生命来服侍神。
With a passion, you have to use your life to worship God.
我们需要学习像大卫一样的祷告。
We have to learn to pray like King David.
主啊，将你的道指教我。
Teach me your way, O Lord.
主啊，让我可以照你的真理行。
God, help me walk in your truth.
更重要的是要专心的敬畏他。
More importantly, fear God.
求神帮助我们。
So may God help us.
其实尽情的敬拜真的没有捷径。
Because extravagant worship never comes to an end.
其实人总是想找到一个比较快捷的道路，想一步就登天。
Because humans always want to try to find a shortcut to cut a corner.
但弟兄姐妹，从地上的事你都知道。
But brothers and sisters, you know how this world works.
其实通常捷径都没有办法达到那个生命的巅峰的。
Oftentimes shortcuts will get you nowhere.
最终会带来的只是许多的阻碍。
At most, it might give you little things. Abstract things.
Yeah.所以当我开始学习敬拜的时候
So when Pastor Kevin first started learning to worship
每次我想要用自己的方法来解决事
Sometimes he would want to use his own ways to solve problems
我常常会遇到的只是挫折
And what he would come to are misunderstandings
然后甚至到一个地步的时候离原来的目标可能会更远
To a point where sometimes you stray from your original endpoint
所以这些年我的学习
So over these past years, he's learned
每个目标设定之后
that after setting each goal,
我总是在神面前说主啊帮助我放下自己
He comes before God and says, God, please help me let go of myself.
感恩的心多多地来到神的面前
Let me use a grateful heart to come before you.
也在生活的每一件事情上面
And in every single little thing in life,
我求主帮助我
I pray that God, you help me.
尽力地活出尽情敬拜的方式
so that I can put forth my best in worshiping you extravagantly.
那就是学习分别为圣。
To learn to discern from right and wrong.
将你做的每一件事情。
So that every single thing that you do.
在神面前学习祷告。
In front of God, learn how to pray.
分别为圣。
To know right from wrong.
让神的心意可以出来。
So that God's heart can be shown to you.
真实的敬拜。
So real worship.
其实是一个人的灵，他深深的爱慕神。
Is about one spirit truly and deeply loving God.
他学习要与神来连接。
To a spirit that knows how to connect with.
真实的敬拜可能跟你真的你的唱的诗歌可能跟的不一定太有绝对的关系。
True worship doesn't have that much to do with what song you're singing.
大家不要误解我的意思啊，我是说歌声很好听，很好，音乐很好，很好听，很好啊。
But don't misunderstand him. He's saying that yes.
A song sounding nice is great, but at the same time, there's more to it. Yeah. 其实我们要学习的话,
so don't look at how big the worship team is.
然后你也不要只是看到你诗班的人数。
Don't look at how many people are singing.
在这过程当中。
So in this process.
最重要的，我们站在台上带领的每一个人。
Most importantly, for those who are standing, those who are leading worship.
我们站在下面的每一个人。
Those who are worshiping on off stage.
我们所要问的是我的心。
What we need to ask is our hearts.
是否真实的对准神
？Really aligned with God?
我是在。开拓灵粮堂之后的话，我才开始带敬拜。
He only started leading worship after we began this church.
我以前在教会服事的时候，我上不了台的。
Before he wasn't allowed to get on stage.
因为我没有经过正规的音乐训练。
Because he had no musical background.
然后我的五音不全。
And his
五音不全
pitch isn't that good.
所以我们以前的敬拜的主领不让我上台。
So the worship leader before did never let him on.
牧师，你就专心祈祷传道。
Oh, pastor, you just focus all your efforts.
敬拜是我们敬拜团的事。
On your sermon, worship belongs to the worship team.
当有人这么告诉你的时候
，When somebody tells you this,
请问你作何感想
？How do you feel?
我唱得不错啊。
I sing well.
我应该站在上面呢。
I should stand on the stage.
当我听到这样的话的时候
，When I heard this kind of these words.I learned to obey.
我在台下，我也很尽力的唱。
And off stage, I worked hard to sing.
不能上台没关系。
It's okay if you can't.
台下我也可以敬拜。
Off stage, I can praise.
我学习在那边做 support 的角色。
And I can learn to support the worship team.
我觉得神在那段时间里头给我的学习是。
And what God taught me during that period of time was.
让我先学习顺服神，顺服人。
First, you need to learn how to obey God.
到有一天
，until one day，
当你需要别人来跟从你的时候
，when you need other people to follow you，
你已经先跟随过人了
，you already followed others，
所以你知道神一定会让人起来来跟随。
So you can stand firm knowing that God，
所以求神帮助我们
，will have other people follow，
让我们敬拜，在敬拜当中，无论在台上，无论在台下。
So may God bless us, whether you're worshiping on stage or off stage.
我们都学习把最好的献给神。
That we can learn to give up our best to God.
我们再次跟主耶稣说，无论在台上，无论在台下，把最好的献给神。
So turn to the people next to you and say, whether on stage or off stage, give your best to God.
Amen. Hallelujah. 无论用任何的方式。
No matter which way.
关键是我们用心灵和诚实，我们来敬拜这位配得我们敬拜的神。
What's important is that we truly use our hearts to worship God, who is deserving of our praise.
让我们这一生
，so that for our entire lives,
我们都有那个尽情的敬拜。
We can worship extravagantly.
Amen.
Amen.
对呀，很多人说牧师啊，这条路还有多久啊？还有多长啊
？A lot of people will ask Pastor Kevin.Pastor, how much longer is this road? Sometimes we want to experience God and just stay in His glory.
但我要说，只要我们还在这世上行走的时候
，But he has to admit that as long as we are on this earth,
这是我们一生的道路。
This is a lifelong path.
一生的选择。
Lifelong choice.
我们一生的坚持。
Are a lifelong struggle and effort.
尽情的起来敬拜。
To worship God extravagantly.
弟兄姐妹，预备好吗
？Brothers and sisters, are you ready?
准备来敬拜啦
！We're going to worship together now.
对呀，我们一起祷告。
So let's pray together.
主耶稣，我们赞美你。
Dearly Father, we praise you.
我们的子民继续在你的施恩座前来聚集。
We come together once again before you.
帮助我们可以在你的同在当中遇见你。
So help us be able to experience.
我们要全心的起来来领受你的爱。
We wholeheartedly come here.
我们知道你的爱要来倾倒在我们的身上。
And we want your love to overflow.
让我们的心向你是敞开的。
So help us open our hearts.
没有拦阻的，可以来接受你的爱。
Let nothing be in the way of your love.
我也要在各样的环境当中，我要选择专心的寻求你。
And I commit to seeking your presence in any kind of environment.
无论在我的困境中。
No matter in hardships,
无论是在我的挣扎中
，No matter all any challenges we face，
是要不要向我的将我的最爱献给你
？I'm going to give you my best, Lord。
甚至是要付上那个极大的代价
，And I'm willing to pay the price。
但是我只有一个选择
，But I only have one choice。
我要来跟从你
，And I choose to follow you。
帮助每个弟兄姐妹
，To help our brothers and sisters。
让这个尽情的敬拜。
So that this extravagant worship becomes our lifestyle.
无论是人前人后
whether it's on stage or on
stage,
whether it's outside or inside,
我要来尽情的敬拜
we want to worship you extravagantly.
Hallelujah. 今天弟兄姐妹同站立
So we invite everybody to take some time.